with all the bad news that is in the world today, I thought I would share an encouraging, inspiring experience I had. Now, it may seem small to you, but it was important to me and really made an impact on me when I was able to look back on the event. It made a big impact on me as to how much God cares for us. You know, Peter says, cast all your care upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Psalm 55 says he'll never let the righteous fall. And that God just cares so much for us. And he's always looking out for us. He's always in a good mood. And we're very, very important to him. So here's what happened. This summer, the ants, that's right, those little Argentine black ants, have just plagued my house, outside my house, inside my house, and I've been battling ants like crazy. So I started praying about the ants, and I said a specific prayer. I said, Lord, would you please chase the ants out of my house and put up a hedge of protection around my home and destroy these ants? They're driving me out of my mind. If I see another ant, I don't know what I'll do. And so I prayed that prayer. And about 10 days goes by. And I mean, I'm chasing these things all over the place to get rid of them. And I said, oh, that's it. I told Carlin, I'm going to the store. I've had it. I'm going to find something that's going to get rid of these things. So I go to the Home Depot and I get a little box of these ant stakes that you can use inside and out. And I was talking to a clerk and he was telling me that people have been buying and they seem to be working. Well, out of nowhere, this guy comes up to me and he goes, excuse me, can I talk to you? And I said, sure. And he said, you know, all this stuff you see here on the shelves at Home Depot, you know, it's so weak because of the EPA and all that. You could drink it and it's probably not going to make you sick. And he said, so let me share with you what I do. And I don't have an ant problem at all. And he said, I was infested with them. And I said, well, what do you do? And he said, I go to this particular website and I buy their product. He said, it's not a kill on touch, not a knockdown product. He said, you spray it. And in 72 hours, they take the oil-based solution, they take it back to the colony, and the whole colony dies. And in 3 days to 10 days max, you won't see another ant anywhere in your house, anywhere on your property. And just spray the entire property outside your home. I went, wow. So he gave me the website. I went and looked. And, you know, for 20 ounces, it's like $45. I mean, they had their main label was like $65 for 20 ounces. And the plain label, the generic, was $45 for 20 ounces. And I said, I don't care if it's $300. I'm buying it. I got to get rid of these things. So I did what it said. I sprayed around the perimeter of my house, in my gardens, on my grass, everywhere. Sprayed everywhere except my fruit trees. You can't spray it near the fruit trees. But I did everywhere else. I went 12 inches up the house, 12 inches away from the house. Followed the instructions. And 3 days later, all the ants are gone. I don't have an ant in my house. I can't find an ant. I went looking for them the other day to see if I could spot an ant. They're all gone. Everywhere. They disappeared. And today I'm in the shower, getting out of the shower, and it dawns on me. Now, this is, you know, about 6-7 days later, actually, a week after that, it dawns on me, wait, God answered my prayer. And he answered it by sending that guy to me in Home Depot to tell me about the spray I could get that would do what I asked God to do. The spray put a hedge of protection around my house and got rid of every ant. Now, that's how God answers prayer sometimes. Sometimes he sends people who know more than we do to give us the right information. And when we act on the information, the result is we get our prayer answered. And God uses other people sometimes to bring the answer. So praise the Lord that God cares about us enough to answer even the smallest little things like having an ant problem. That's how much he cares for you and me. This is Bro Stuff. Just wanted to leave you an inspiring word for today. Go to my blog, brostuff.org, and you can see my newest intelligence report there. Living in the Shadow of the Tribulation, brostuff.org. And you can visit us and get involved in the conversation on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/brostuff. Join it, and I think you're going to love being associated online with some really great people and some great conversation. This is Bro Stuff, helping you connect the dots to the headlines. Bye for now. Keep looking up, and remember, live out your faith.